the nature of your question, I think you might also be wondering, to do pyrolysis, there are many ways to pyrolyze, basically heating in the absence or near absence of oxygen. This whole conference, I mean, people are doing it all types of ways all around the world. And there's fast pyrolysis and slow pyrolysis or traditional pyrolysis. And there's different advantages and disadvantages that can be debated all day long about these different ones. At Ameron, we've ventured into tackling a fast pyrolysis system that's optimized to, we're hoping to get the most yield or the most valuable materials out of our biomass or our feedstock. So we have a bias for our technology within pyrolysis, but in general, advantages and disadvantages, there's just such a myriad of ways people are, even within pyrolysis versus other methods of getting energy out of biomass, even there's so many different ways that people are being innovative and inventive to perform that. And I would say advantages and disadvantages would measure up to exactly what people are using it for. And for us, we're trying to do something where we can get the most valuable yield out of the biomass. That's why we've selected and developed our intellectual property.